Chapter 140. Seeking permission to enter somebody's house and manners relating to it. Allah the Exalted says, O you who believe, enter not houses other than your own until you have asked permission and greeted those in them. 24:27. And when the children among you come to puberty, then let them also ask for permission as those senior to them in age. 24:59. 870. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Permission is to be sought thrice. If it is accorded, you may enter. Otherwise, go back. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 871. Sahal bin Sa'd radiyallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Seeking permission to enter somebody's house has been prescribed in order to restrain the eyes from looking at something we are not supposed to look at. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Within the four walls of their homes, people are normally engaged in different types of domestic chores, or they rest in seclusion. Women understandably do things at home in a relaxed manner, which is scarcely possible for them in the presence of a man not belonging to their household. We commit an intrusion upon others' privacy, and also eye the hijab-observing women by entering a house without permission. Both the things are prohibited and must be avoided. 872. Rabi bin Hirash radiyallahu anhu reported, A man of Banu Amir tribe has told us that he had asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, for permission to enter when he was at home. He said, May I enter? The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to the servant, Go out and instruct him about the manner of seeking permission. Tell him to say, Assalamu alaikum, may you be safe from evil. May I come in? The man heard this and said, Assalamu alaikum, may you be safe from evil. May I come in? The Prophet, peace be upon him, then accorded permission to him and he entered in. Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith teaches us manners of visiting a house. One should offer assalam to the host at the doorstep and then seek his permission to enter. Moreover, we are told to impart a religious information to an ignorant person so that he may put it into practice. 873. Kilda bin al-Hambal radiyallahu anhu reported, I visited the Prophet, peace be upon him, and I entered his house without seeking permission. So he said, Go back and say, Assalamu alaikum, may you be safe from evil. May I come in? Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi.